Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, August 20th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters fund the show, get the episodes ad-free, and get closer to the EV News Daily community. Click on a link in the show notes if you'd like to be one of the gang. Mercedes-Benz EQB is one of the most affordable SUVs to lease in the US, even though it has a starting price of $53,000. Dealers are offering lease payments of around $350 on that vehicle, but some offering under $100 for old EV stock that is not the new model year. In fact, there's one Volkswagen dealer in Boulder, Colorado, offering ID4s at $39 per month. EVs now cost less to lease than gas cars on average. Audi beginning their new era in China with their new vehicle, the Audi Audi. No four rings on the front, but simply capitalized A-U-D-I. Their first vehicle is now on sale, about $32,000 US equivalent, but it's very high tech. It's got LiDAR, big range, 800 volt architecture. Oh, and China only. Italy is introducing major EV subsidies, €600 million of post-COVID recovery money going to those that live in urban areas that scrap an old combustion car, up to €20,000 off up to 30% of a new electric vehicle or commercial electric vehicle. Volkswagen is planning its major EV expansion with the ID2 and 2X. Are they going to be called the Polo or the ID Polo? I'd hope so. Just call it the Polo Electric or something. I don't know. I mean, the ID stuff was a good experiment, but I mean, you've got the name Polo. Use it. And so the ID1 set for maybe a 2027 release. We should find out more at the IAA show in Munich. Chinese firms are investing more overseas than inside China for the first time since 2014, mostly on battery investments, by the way. Looking forward to Munich, by the way, the IAA show, September 9th. All the media stuff is always front-loaded at the beginning, so we should get to see new cars from BMW, Neue Klasse, Cupra, Hyundai, Leapmotor, Mercedes-Benz with their new GLC. That'll be a highlight. Polestar 5, Porsche Cayenne, and more. MG is launching the MG S5 in New Zealand, starting at about $45,000 there. The Nissan Leaf has topped a new reliability study from a warranty company, saying that of all the warranty claims they get on EVs, the Nissan Leaf has the lowest claim rate of just 3%. A little beast just keeps on going, doesn't it? We love that. BYD's Seal U has now sold 10,000 units in the United Kingdom. It's a plug-in hybrid system that'll do up to 77 miles on electricity alone. Prices start under £40,000 for the BYD Seal U DMI, keeping it under the expensive vehicle supplement tax. The Electrify Expo, the vehicle and tech festival that tours around North America, is holding its first industry day on the East Coast, October 17th, date for your diary. Long Island in New York at Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum if you want to go along to that. Can-Am is launching the new Outlander electric ATV, and it'll tow as well, almost £2,000 this thing. Okay, it's $13,000. However, very, very useful if you are in the market for an all-electric ATV. A recent study by DS Automobiles showed that 75% of electric vehicle drivers say they now feel more relaxed when driving thanks to the move to EV compared to when they used to drive combustion vehicles. 40% said driving can be stressful, things like tailgating, poor lane discipline, roadworks and traffic jams causing the issues, but some people saying the move to EV has helped them feel less stressed behind the wheel. And I don't know about you, but I do actually personally, I love driving even a little bit slower in an EV, knowing that I could go quicker if I wanted to. But it's just a more relaxed way of getting about, and you still arrive at the same time, right? And finally, electric vehicle takeoff and landing could well be the future of how people use, certainly, you know, urban transport, aviation. Archer Aviation's Midnight electric vehicle just did a half-hour flight, going over 126 miles an hour as they continue their safety testing. That's briefly.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.